This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends at First Rate Ag in Holdridge. Yep, there's the logo. Bill Bush, the logo. They have everything. Crop protection and lawn fertilizer. 26 years in business at First Rate Ag. Give Parker or Chris a call today. Or just stop by in Holdridge. This is the time of year, Bill, where you make your trek to Holdridge usually.
And right? I'll be heading out there, and one of the big reasons is to see Waylon. They have a new yellow lab that is kind of the project manager out there now, taking things over. So Waylon, their new yellow lab, I have some photos sent in to me of Waylon. They also had another customer appreciation night about a week ago that we looked in the remarkable setup that they have. So it's just a festive of fun out there. With Parker and Chris, and what a great job they're doing. And obviously there's nothing that tells you more than history. And now they're at 26 years. And so the people come and go, not First Rate Ag. They're here for the long haul. And that's why they keep having repeat business, because they're incredible.
Did you have the conference call yesterday, Bill, with them?
Did not have the conference call yesterday. We took that off like that, because it's right in the middle of holidays and everything. We took that off. But we'll reconvene that next Thursday. Okay.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks to First Red Egg. Before, let's get to it. Ben fired up. Bill's Thrills here on a Freaky Football Friday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza. Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, the floor is yours on our first Bill's Thrills in several days. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to hit on this the other day when we had a little difficulties, but I still wanted to go back in time with a week ago or whatever the time frame was. I want to go back in time and I want to discuss the playoffs. First round of the playoffs, and the first round, somewhat controversy. And the thing to remember also with the controversy is that all the things going on, it's still what makes college football so great. Because there is so much back and forth, so much conversation. This, who was getting in, all the things that led up to it. Every year, just a year ago, the playoffs, remember, Georgia went from first to sixth and lost on a neutral site in a close game. There is so much conversation. There's so many things. And it's the most unique sport. And, it's just like, well, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. There's no way that you can be able to compare some things. You've got different schedules. You have in different leagues. You have, you name it. There is so much going on. But the great debate is awesome. So that's a big start to it. But to talk about like the playoffs, one, seeding helps. The seeding of, if it was just seeded 1 through 12 and not, I mean, the fact that Boise and Arizona State are bye teams as far as not playing, that is interesting to me. And that creates a lot of different matchups in those first games. But I'll say this, everyone, there was a huge meltdown And obviously there was several pundits that, and I know Kirk Herbstreit said that they just really kind of went after Indiana. My advice to everyone is press pause. It's the first year. Before anyone has any sort of radical comments on how things should be done, or this is completely screwed up and some little things, just press pause. If there's all kinds of things going on and it's year three and four or down the road, that's different. But it's the first year. The second thing, I think we'll see if Jake agrees with me on this. Those home stadiums, they were Thunderdomes. They were unbelievable. Awesome. They were awesome. And to go in there, like you said, to go in there and to win those games would have been just so difficult for everyone. I mean, they come out, Indiana didn't belong. Yeah, hang on a second. I'm not sure who would have went into Notre Dame and won that night. That place was remarkable. They all were. They were all, you know, in incredible games. The next thing is there has been horrific games in the 4-team playoffs. There's been horrific games in the BCS championship.
Correct.
There's been horrific Super Bowls. And so, like I said, 2-3, Bama beats Michigan State 38-0. 2-3. Clemson beats Ohio State 31-0. When I was at LSU, we scored 49 points in the first half against Oklahoma. These things, Georgia TCU national championship game, horrific. So there's been all these games that have been, you know, absolutely horrific, but all of a sudden there the first four games come out and they're not overly competitive, obviously, and so no one's going to say that they were. But I mean, but all of a sudden, it's all on that Indiana and SMU, you know, didn't belong. Now, hang on a second now. I think Indiana played Ohio State better than Tennessee did.
Yeah, they did.
Ohio State played three quarterbacks against Tennessee. They played three quarterbacks, but nothing gets said there. Nothing gets said because that's in the SEC. And so my biggest point is with the playoffs, press pause and just let it play out and see what happens. Because you have to have a bigger body of work before someone says, this is so jacked up. The only thing that I felt was jacked up was, like I said, was the seedings. I really did. I really felt that created also some different scenarios in those first four games. But those home games was a brilliant idea. And it's going to be tough because those venues were wow. I mean, they were wow. In motivated teams, I mean, you didn't want to go into Penn State for that game. You didn't want to go to the Shoe for that game.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I mean, they were all just remarkable games. And so anyway, that's my commentary on the playoffs. And it's just like, just hang, because right away, also just went into this. They don't belong. This doesn't happen. And then the talk of like, that's got to be the best. Well, how do you determine that? Because that doesn't happen in the NFL, Jake.
No.
You don't get that. No, it's not like, well, hang on now. If you won the conference, your conference, you get in. After that, we're just going to pick the best. So we're going to have way more AFC teams than NFC teams or vice versa. Nope. That's not how it works. And so, and then if you take it out to where teams don't have a ways to be able to get in and to be able to do certain things, I think the setup is really good. I think there'll always be small tweaks to it, and there's always going to be, but the reason that there's so much magic to college football is the discussion. With 2 weeks to go, there was probably 38 teams still in the mix. And that was fun. That was cool. It created conversation, created all those different conversations, and that was awesome. So like I said, press pause, let it play out, see what happens, see how they can tweak things a little bit. But right now, you'll never be like the NFL. You'll never be like that because it's set up for success for those that are failing. And that's how the draft picks switch. All those things happen. They can spin the computer to how they're going to do their schedule. Everyone has the same cap. Everyone has all the thing like that is the same. You don't have that in college football. You don't have that. You have teams playing. Some teams have like an LSU. They're like, we're always going to play a non-conference big game. They've played Florida State 2 years in a row. They played USC. Mm-hmm. They play a big time game out of conference. That's their theory. Some don't do that. Some don't do that at all. So when the scheduling is not controlled by one central, like I've talked about before, about having a commissioner and a way to be able to do scheduling to be better, you're always going to have crazy conversations on what's going on and how scheduling is going to be. It'll never get back to normal, and don't push away from it that hard, because that's one of the reasons that the sport is so great and there's so much conversation about it. And it's very, very, very intriguing to how this plays out. And so I still think about how you cut it, this 12-team playoff to 14 to 16, whatever it is, with all the teams that have chances to get into it late, makes the game absolutely great.
I agree. And I'm thinking, you know, like you said, the best thing about the whole thing is, like you mentioned, no doubt, is the home games. The crowds are great. I mean, I was impressed with the amount of Tennessee fans that made it to Ohio State, but still, the stadiums were full, they were jacked. But you're thinking about the seedings. I mean, look, here's the spreads, Bill. I mean, 3-seed Boise State, which we thought was a fraudulent 3-seed, of course, is an 11-point underdog to Penn State, the 6-seed. Arizona State, 4-seed, is a 13.5-point dog to 5-seed Texas. Ohio State, the 8-seed, is a favorite over Oregon. 2.5 points in favor of Ohio State over Oregon right now is a spread. And Notre Dame, a 2-point dog to Georgia. So that's the one time you actually have the higher seed actually favored in these next playoff games.
If you did the seeding correct, you would not have an Ohio State playing Oregon in this game. I mean, there's an extra game. So when there's an extra game, there's risk. Notre Dame lost their a defensive lineman. There's a risk of an extra game. I would take that risk. I would, if I was Penn State, I'd be like, bring it on. Give me a home game, and if we win, we get to play Boise. I'm like, I'll take that game. You want to buy instead? Nope. Have them come to our house, and then I'll go play Boise second. That is a better situation. And so you know how hard it is? Because Oregon has had its flaws at times, like everyone. You know how hard it is to be undefeated?
Very hard.
It's so very hard to not just lay an egg and have it, you know, and they did. They laid an egg against Wisconsin, but they still won the game. They're undefeated. They should not be playing. Arguably, one thing about Ohio State with a couple losses, talent wise, roster wise, where would Ohio State be? You think, are they eighth?
No,
probably second, maybe third. Talent wise, across the board, and they're not. And so that part right there doesn't add up. But that's where the seeding got all jacked up. All I did is say, yes, you get in. Yes, you get in. You get the right to be in the 12, but to have those both those teams as automatic buys is something that's what also messed up the first round games to make it more difficult for that, because first round games would have been a lot cooler if they had seeded them correctly. But again, the conversation, what does 1-1 versus 8 create? Unbelievable conversation. Mm-hmm. Is there interest in that Rose Bowl? Oh wow. I mean, across the board, there's some games probably not as interesting. We'll see how it plays out, you know, with Arizona State and with Boise and how they play. But again, press pause. Let's get a little bit more of a structure to see. Let's get some more data points before we start to flip out. And it's still awesome because there's more teams that have a chance, and that just makes it interesting to be able to see all those things.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. There will be no game show today because I can't hear the phone from afar. I didn't make one anyway.
We cannot hear the phone.
So here's the deal.
We're done.
Caller five right now. What young man will go over there and take your name, and you will get a business box of bagels just courtesy from the ticket. It's not a loss for
the ticket.
The game. This is just us being friendly. So caller five right now at 402-464-5685 will win a business box of bagels to end the year and before we get to the bowl game. Bill, thanks for that. We're going to have the spillover next. We'll let you bounce. And I'm going to have Nick join me from New York City.
Swim. New York City. Take it all in. We want to hear about it. We want photos. We want to see some fan interaction, Jake. Yes. I mean, you're in New York City for an incredible bowl game, for a big win for the Huskers tomorrow.
Let's get that. Thanks, Bill. Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.